This is the Hakdama of the Beis Halevi to his Drashas. The Drashas of Beis Halevi was originally printed with the Shailos and Tshuvos. I'm holding in my hands a copy of the Beis Halevi al Torah, which has the 18 Drashas in the back as well. And he wrote a Hakdama, which has a lot to do with getting ourselves ready for Kabbalah Satara. I thought it would be kedai to learn it, to understand his approach to Nasa and Ishma, and what exactly happened in the Gemara and Shabbos, Bechas Amad Aleph. He wrote in the year Tav Resh Chav Gimel, which is 1863. So Beis Levi was, how old was he in 1863? Beis Levi was 43 years old. Okay? He wrote this in 1863. Now I'm going to skim the first paragraph because he begins by saying, Amar HaMechaber, I, the author, have seen that many Mechaberim, before they enter into Halacha, it's very important to begin with Yiras Shamayim, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, and therefore I'm going to do the same. And he starts off on a very humble note. The Beis Halevi says there's a Yerushalmi, a discussion in Maseches Shvius about a person who is given credit for knowing things that he doesn't know. The Yerushalmi talks about if a person, they say about a person, oh, he knows the entire Shas, he only knows half of Shas, so you should admit he only knows half of Shas. So the Beis Halevi, again in his humility, it says, I'm sort of, you know, moda, that everyone should know that I'm not as big of a Talmud Chachma as they think I am, but I'm trying my best to give over some Torah. Okay. Halavai, we should reach the ankles of the Beis Halevi. Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the first in our yeshiva. Okay, good. So let's read from the bottom of page 1. We quote the Gemara in Shabbos Peches Amud Aleph. Mesechta Shabbos Peches Amud Aleph Darash Rabbi Simai Bishoshig Dimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma. We're getting the opportunity in a couple of days to once again accept the Torah. So at the moment that the Jewish people said Nasa before Nishma, Yardu Samach Ribo Shamalache Hashares, 600,000 angels came down. And every Jew was granted two crowns. Not just one crown, two crowns. Echad keneged Nasa, ve'echad keneged Nishma. Every Jew got a crown for Nasa and a crown for Nishma. So the Beis Halevi's Medayek, he says, the Gemara seems to emphasize that it wasn't just that they agreed to whatever Nasa means and Nishma means, but that they hit on a point which we all recognize is chashuv. Because we know from many different sources that it was Chashuv. Bisho Shehegedimu. And the Gemara itself says, Chazal themselves say that there was some secret that they had figured out here. To know the secret of Nasa before Nishma. This is the secret of the angels, that there could be a Nasa before a Nishma. So Yesh Lahavin Amro Bisho Shehegedimu. What's the emphasis? What exactly is the Chiddush? And practically, what does it mean to us? Bisho Shehegedimu. That they knew to say Nasa even before Nishma. V'lo Amr b'shasha Amr, could have also said b'shasha Amr Yisrael Nasa v'nishma. What's the b'shasha Yigdimu, dafka Yigdimu? That they understood that there's a Nasa that comes even before the Nishma. How does that work? What did they mean by that? U'muchach derak al yedeh ha'gdama zachu lahani shnei k'sarim. It's dafka because they understood the secret of this hakdama of saying Nasa v'nishma, that there was ochad not just to one crown, for a generally good statement, but for saying a statement that has, you know, two chidushim built into it. What's the double chidush of Nasa v'Nishma? That they deserve two crowns. And what exactly was the novelty? Why does their success depend on this inyan of Nasa v'Nishma? What does it teach us about Kabbalah Satorah? And for B'nai Yeshiva, what does it teach us about Lima Torah? I gave a shir last night to women, and I tried to emphasize that Kabbalah Satorah is not just about learning Torah. Yom Tov Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah and everything that it means to be Mekabel Hashem's Torah. Happens to be, we put a lot of emphasis over the course of Yom Tov on Limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah. And understandably so. But obviously there's a bigger picture to Kabbalah Satorah. But, talking to men, as opposed to women, who have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, let's try to understand, what is Nasa v'Nishma? How does it enrich our understanding of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Not just a general Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, so he explains as we turn the page. Vanira li, v'yuvan gam kein lama omri Yisrael nasa v'nishma v'lo nishma v'nasa. Again, obviously we need to also explain just the basic reversal of the phrase, the chiddush of saying nasa, I'm going to do something before I even know what it is. That's impossible. I can't do it until I know what it is. So we want to understand again, what's the Bishosh Shigdimu? And Bechlal, how does Nasa Mishpah even work? Dinei Isa Bazar Kadosh says the Zohar, Nasa Uvdin Tavin. What are Uvdin Tavin? Good deeds. Good deeds. Mitzvos. Nishma. What's Nishma? What's the Nishma of Torah? It says the Zohar HaKadosh b'pizgamin da'araisa. Sounds like the study of Torah. Nasa means I'm committing to do Torah, to live a life of Torah, to do mitzvos. Nishma means I'm committing to what? To study the Torah. To understand the Torah, to learn the Torah. Hare de nasa have kabbalah al kiyam ha-mitzvos, v'nishma have kabbalah limud Torah kadosha. Okay. So nasa is doing mitzvos, nishma is learning Torah. We need to understand Limud Torah comes in two very different forms. Aleph kedei leida heich umalasos. Sometimes I learn Torah for the very simple reason that I want to do mitzvos. How can I do mitzvos if I don't learn Torah? How can I keep Shabbos? The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama to the third volume of Mishnah Brura, how can I possibly come to keep Shabbos if I don't learn Hilchos Shabbos? There's no way you can get that right without learning it. So sometimes learning is very practical. Learning is just a hecha timsa to come to mitzvos. But if I want to do mitzvos, I need to first learn. And if I don't learn, I'll never be able to fulfill. Because an ignorant person, an uneducated person, can't be a pious person. So I'll ask you, do women have that chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Are women chayuv to learn Torah in order to know how to live their lives? They are. That aspect of Torah, women are chayav in. V'gam ha-noshim, there's an important line here. V'gam ha-noshim, because it's important to emphasize to women that they do have an obligation to learn Torah. They have an obligation to know how to live their lives. And you can't figure that out without studying it. Some of it will be learned, the way Rav Soloveitchik described the osmosis that takes place from the Jewish home. But some of it requires really learning, going to halacha shir, reading Sifrei Halacha, knowing how to live your life. V'gam ha'nashim she'ena m'chuyavos b'limud ha'Torah, women who are not obligated in limud ha'Torah, as the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, mikol makom m'chuyavos lilmod b'mitzvos ha'nagos behen. But women are certainly obligated to know how to function as Jewish women. K'mo de'isa v'beis Yosef simen mem zayin, b'shem ha'rokeach. What's Arachayim simen mem zayin? Chapter 47 of the Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Birchas HaTorah. The question, does a woman make Birchas HaTorah? Woman's not obligated to learn Torah. Ah, but she is obligated to learn things that are relevant to her. So the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, to Mishum Hachi Mavarchus Birchas HaTorah, that yes, a woman can make Birchas HaTorah. She's not making Birchas HaTorah on theoretical learning, on abstract learning, on learning for the sake of learning. She's making Birchas HaTorah on the learning of how to live like a Jew. And there's a lot of learning that's required. So what is the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah for men? Let's understand it better, and let's see how it's mamish hinted to by Chazal in this Gemara. But by man, there's an additional madrega. An additional madrega al hanashim. When a woman learns Torah, she's not mekayim. There's no real mitzvah of study for the sake of study. Rather, it's a hechatimsa. Right? It's a preparatory course to come to fulfillment of the mitzvos. Lo ama aretz chosid. She can't run a kosher kitchen if she doesn't learn the laws of a kosher kitchen. V'nimta dehalimud etzlam havi mavo. It's an introduction to the tachlis of what? For one, what's the tachlis? Tachlis is to live in accordance with Ratzon Hashem, to do mitzvos. Shu kiyam ha-mitzvos. V'lo havi tachlis ba'atzma. But it's not an independent tachlis. The study of Torah is not an independent goal for a woman. That's a tragedy that I think we see sometimes in our time, that there are people, men are also nechshel in this completely, that we also study a lot of theoretical Torah and are completely ignorant about what's expected of us. But alachas kam v'kam, at least the man could try to justify it. L'mashal, the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Torah Or. Chavetz Chaim wrote a little Sefer called Torah Or, all about the study of Kadshim. So the Chavetz Chaim says, don't tell me, right, that we don't learn Kachim because it's not relevant. Because I'll tell you, we learn a lot of other mesechtas that aren't relevant. So some of the most yeshivish mesechtos are not particularly relevant in terms of halacha lemaisa. So don't tell me ki'ilu, the mesechtos that we pick in yeshivos are based entirely on what? On the most halacha lemaisa mesechtos. There's more lamtish mesechtos that are known to be studied in prakim and sections of it. So why should kachem be anything left and anything less? And kachem is the chavetz chaim any day is going to be relevant with the Mashiach's arrival in the binyan of Beis Hamikdash. Right. So men are also guilty of studying sometimes too abstractly, but at least they can justify it because there is a mitzvah for a man to study abstract Torah ideas, to attach his mind to the mind of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's something women don't have. So, tragically, sometimes you see that women want to, you know, the sense of equality, that a woman's going to be sitting, again, studying some abstract sugya and lamdas, which is like it's a tarti legreusa, it's a double failure. Because Aleph, you're not studying what you should be studying, right? And Beis, you have no obligation to be studying that. So, like, you're doubly at fault. Again, at least a man can say, "I'm chayev to learn abstract." You also chayev to learn halacha lemaisa. Okay, but again, says the Beis Halevi, "Aval ba'anashim." Take a look where it's underlined. "Aval ba'anashim," about 7 lines down. "Have halimud ga mitzvah sase me'atzma." For a man learning Torah, again, I'm not going to get into now why we set up this way. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu arrange it that a woman shouldn't have the obligation of studying Torah for Torah's sake? And again, if it's balanced, if it's proper, it could be regarded perhaps as a, and he's calling it not a mitzvah at all, it could be regarded as a mitzvah that she's not mitzvah. And gadol misha mitzvah osa, misha ena mitzvah osa. But when a person does a mitzvah, right, that they're not mitzvah in, and they choose to do it, if it's appropriate, there's still a lower level of schar that one can receive. Okay, but by a man, there's mamash a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to study Torah for Torah's sake, not just to know how to live your life. There's a mitzvah to wrap your mind around the mind of the Creator, or to fill your mind with the mind of the Creator. Ukamo hanachas tefillin v'kedoma. V'nimtze have a beiz v'chinos. Where did we just go? One more time. So again. So ba'anashim yesh od ma'ala, right? An additional ma'ala for a man. I'm sorry. Al-anashim de'anashim b'limudam enam akayim l'shum mitzvah saseh. Rak havi mavo l'kiyam mitzvos. V'nimtza halimud atzlam havi mavo l'tachlis shu kiyam mitzvos. Fine. For a man, there's two aspects. Right? Ava ba'anashim havi halimud gam mitzvah saseh mi'atzmo. Kamo anachas tefillin. When a man learns Torah, that is an independent mitzvah, just like wearing tefillin is a mitzvah. Again, it's not just that learning will teach me how to put on tefillin. But learning is a mitzvah, just like tefillin is a mitzvah, just like Shabbos is a mitzvah, a kedoma. V'nimtza have a beiz b'chinos. There's two aspects when it comes to the Torah study of a man. There's the one hand that it's an introduction to the mitzvahs themselves, v'gam tachlis b'fnei atzmo. And then there's an independent mitzvah called Talmud Torah. V'zeu de'isav v'nachos. So now we have a better understanding. Now look, he's going to give us quite a few interesting gemaras that will be much clearer now that we have this yisod down very clearly. That there's two aspects to what? To this Torah study of a man. There's the Torah study of a man that's, again, a hecha timsa to understand mitzvos. I can't live a life of mitzvos if I don't know what the Torah asks of me and how to perform the mitzvos, if I don't study for that purpose. But then there's an independent mitzvah of Torah study for Torah's sake. V'zeu de'isa b'menachos, and that's what the Gemara means, in menachos daf tzadi tesam erbeiz, Shol ben Dama ben Achoso Shor B'Yishmal as Rabbi Yishmal. Ben Dama, who was the son of the sister Rabbi Yishmal, asked his uncle Rabbi Yishmal the following question: Kegon ani shalamati kol haTorah kula. He said, "I've read through the entire Torah. I've read through the entire Shulchan Aruch. I know everything that I'm supposed to do. Practically, I know how to function. I finished reading the book. I know how to do exactly what God wants of me." Mahu she'elmod chachmas aristo. Can I study chachma yavanis? Can I study Greek philosophy? I finished the corpus of Torah literature. I finished everything. Amar lei. So he said back to him, tsei uvedok shah she'eno lo yom velo laila. If you can find a time that's neither day nor night, then you can study Greek philosophy. What do they mean by that? The pasuk says vagisa bo yom velaila. Study Torah day and night. So if you can find a time period that's neither day nor night, so then you could study these other things. Now, what kind of answer is that? Why should he have to continue to study? He knows everything already. For what purpose is he continuing to study? where Yishmael is teaching it is it's not just enough, again, to know the facts and be able to live those facts, but Hashem desires that every moment that we can, we should be able to attach ourselves to Him through the study of Torah. For Torah's sake, not to acquire even new knowledge, and not to acquire a new understanding of the practice of mitzvos. I mastered it, he said. So now can I explore other territories? And he said, no. The achiyuv dehavi mishum kiyam ha-mitzvos ha-kfar yatzabo. Kevin shiyodeya kol ha-torah kula heichlasos. In terms of the first chiyuv of knowing what to do, ein achanami, you finished everything. Didavar ha-nase le'eza tachlis ein lo le'imashich yosu mikafiyat zoyrech lo'osu ha-tachlis ha-mavukash. Because I'm trying to fulfill a particular goal, so I don't need the preparation, I don't need the steps that take me to that goal to be more complicated than the goal. Do follow the steps and achieve the goal. So in terms of achieving that goal, yes, he said to his dear nephew, yes, you've achieved that tachlis, you've achieved that goal. However, that's not the only goal of why we study Torah. Rak mikol makom chayev mitzad etzem ha-mitzvah shel limud ha-Torah. And you're not exempt. From that perspective, you're not exempt. Right? Okay. V'ne'im hayu omrim Yisrael. So now, let's take a look. Where it's underlined. Let's go back now to Nasa v'Nishma. If the Jewish people would have said Nishma v'Nasa, so what would that mean, Nishma v'Nasa? Nishma, let's learn v'Nasa, and then we'll do it. I learn it in order to do it. And once I've learned it enough to do it, I can stop learning it. That would be the mashmos of nishma v'nasa. Hinei ima, where it's underlined. There's a couple of lines. Hinei ima you omrim Yisrael nishma v'nasa lo haya b'mashmos kabbalasom rak ol mitzvos. If we would have said nishma v'nasa, it implies that we're basically accepting upon ourselves to do the mitzvos. And practically, in order to do the mitzvos, nishma, we're going to study, we're going to listen, hear what God has to say, understand it, and then we'll do it. Right? We just essentially have accepted upon ourselves to do. I don't know how to do until I learn what to do. So the limud is really just, again, a preparatory course to train me what to do. Nishma nimshach lenasa. The nishma is just a setup for the nasa. It leads into the nasa. V'nasa have a tachlis v'ayirak kabbalah. It would be a single acceptance upon themselves, one commitment, a singular commitment to do mitzvos. What was the chiddush that Klal Yisrael understood when they said nasa v'nishma? U'mishum hachi amru nasa. Now, nasa v'nishma really means what? Nishma v'nasa v'nishma. That's going to be the title of this year. Right? The title of this year is Nishma v'nasa v'nishma. I'm thinking that we should check the gematria on that. What's the matter? Nishma v'nasa v'nishma. Okay, so let's take a look at that for a second, even though we're not learning that type of Torah right now, but let's... Yeah, because nasa v'nishma, we've said in the past from Rav Meir Shapiro, is gematria yetzias mitzrayim. I mean, when they said nasa v'nishma, when they were mekabel upon themselves all mitzvos, which is what nasa v'nishma means, so that means that's completing yetzias mitzrayim.
Nishma v'nasa v'nishma?
Yeah, let's do it like that. Nishma v'nasa v'nishma. Let's see what it is. Okay? Because that's really what they were saying. 1357, that's pretty gishma. You have 1358 then? No? 1357, okay. 1358 is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Lamba. So it's gishma, because Nasav and Nishma is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and if I do... Okay, we got to think about it a little bit. Think about it. Let's just off by one. Okay. Let's not get out of ourselves. We'll think about it. Okay, but let's read inside. U'mishum hachi amru nasa. So what did they say? Nasa v'nishma. In other words, what they were saying was what? Of course I have to learn in order to do. But what they're committing themselves to do is after nasa, after nasa, what? After nasa, I'm still going to nishma. What do you mean after nasa, I'm still going to nishma? After I've learned in order to do, I'm still going to learn. Nishma, I'm going to continue to learn. All right, Nishma, I'm going to continue to learn. U'mishum hachi amru nasa, u'muvan me'elav shumachrachin lumod mikodem. Obviously, you need to learn before you do, to know what to do. Even after the Nasa Nishma, I'm still going to listen. I'm still going to study. Again, Nishma, like the Zohar said, I'm going to study the teachings of Torah. So really, they were accepting upon themselves, like Kabbalah said, Torah, two things. They're accepting upon themselves, right, Nasa, that's the track called Mitzvos. But even after the fulfillment of the Mitzvos, to continue to learn, and that's why they were zochet to two crowns. That even after we've learned, not just to do, we're going to continue to learn as an independent value of wanting to be connected to Hashem through the study of Torah. So by saying Nasa Benishma, they're really accepting two things. Shall beis tachlisim, all mitzvos, ve'ol Torah. They're accepting upon themselves two different obligations. And that's what he says the Gemara is being Merames to. V'zesh amru b'shashegdimu. Again, if they said Nishma Nasa, what difference does it matter what the order is? No. It's dafka because they said Nasa v'nishma, that the Mashmah says what? Is Nishma, we're going to study. Nasa, we're going to do the mitzvahs based on that study. And then Nishma, we're going to continue to study as an independent goal. V'ave beiz kabbalos ol mitzvahs ol Torah. And therefore, Yardu Samech Riba Malachi Asharis V'Kashru L'Chal Echad Miyisrael Beis Kesarim, a crown for Nasa and a crown for Nishma, Dal Yedei HaGdama Zachu L'Beis Kesarim. Okay, Adkan the Gemara's the Gemara in Shabbos Peches Amud Aleph, as explained by the Beis Halevi. Okay, now he goes further. Uvezen Avin Madisa B'Shabbos, and now we can understand further what the Gemara there says on Peches Amud Beis. The Gemara goes on and says, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmini. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Ma dechsev, what does it mean when it says in Shir Hashirim, Libavtini achosi kala, Libavtini ba'achas me'enayich. Right? Libavtini, you've captured me, achosi kala, you've captured me, captured my heart, my beloved, you've captured my heart, and then you've captured me with one of your eyes. You've captured me with one of your eyes. This is where the Medrash Shir Hashirim says, right, we had one eye on Hashem and one eye off to the side already. B'tchila, but the Gemara darshens differently. The Gemara says, B'tchila, at first he had me with one eye and then he had me with two eyes. So the Gemara says, B'tchila ba'achas me'enayich, right, at first with one eye, l'kishetasi b'shtei enayich. But when you do it, b'shtei enayich. At first he had me with one eye, but when you perform it, when you do it, then you'll have two eyes. And then you'll have one me over with two eyes. What's the pshat? What's the Gemara hinting to? What's the one eye, two eyes? Umayrizen Nelam Lanu Perusho Pashat, even Pashat Pshat. What's this one eye, two eye thing that's being described here? Uludvarenu, but based on what we explain, Yuvan. Dekaya Maimer Nasa Venishma, the Isa Besug Yasham. Now, what does it mean, one eye, then two eyes? Right? Again, if you would have just signed up to do the mitzvahs, Hashem says, that would have been Gevaldik. You've already accepted me. But your willingness to what? That even after you've done what you're supposed to do, you still want to study me, you want to know me further. Right? That you're willing to have a nishma that comes after a nasa. That even after you've done it, you're still connecting to me. It's not just a checklist, it's a relationship. I'm not just trying to be yoytze zayin, to get through my obligations, and then do what I want to do. But the willingness to want to keep an eye on me even after I finish my basic obligations. So he said this Gemara becomes clear to us based on the way we explained the previous Gemara. Okay, another Gemara. The name of Maseches Ksubas Daf Kufiyat Aleph Amud Beis, because we can understand further from the Gemara in Ksubas. Gemara says, Amar Balazar, Ame Aratzos Einam Chaim. Right? Amaratzim are not going to be resurrected. Amar Le'er Yoichanan, Lo Nicha Lemarayu. It's not a nice thing to say. It's not true. Rav Yochanan, again, always coming to the defense of the simple folk, as we see many times in Shas. So Rav Yochanan says, how can you talk like that? Rav Elazar, how can you say that the Amaratzim aren't going to have a chelek? Kol Yisrael Yisrael chelek. Amar Lei, so he said back to Mikra Ani Doirish, Ki Tal Oros Talecha, V'aretz Rifaim Tapil. Kol Meshtamish B'or Torah, or Torah Mechayeyu. So Rav Elazar says to him, the pasuk says, "Ki tal oros talacha," that the tal tchia, the dew of resurrection, right, is connected to the or. And therefore, those who are, you know, those who don't have the or are not going to come back. So that's what he darshans, yeah. And it was mishtamish bor Torah, or Torah gives him life. And if you don't have the or of Torah, the or of Torah won't give you life. What's going on here? Came in the chazi to come at star. So he saw that he was upset. Oh, yeah, what's going to be? Some Jews aren't going to come back. They don't have a connection to Torah. Amrele, Rabbi Matzasi lam takonim in a Torah. He says, don't worry. We'll work it out. Vatama dveikim Hashem lokechem chayim kulcham hayom. Is it possible for a person to cling to the Shechina? What's the Eitzah for a person who doesn't have Torah? Again, if I have Torah, then I'm for sure coming back. What's going to be with those Jews who don't have a Sheikh to Torah? They can cling to Hashem. How do you cling to Hashem? Hashem's fire. If you marry off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham, if you do business with a Talmid Chacham, if you try to support Talmid Chachamim from your possessions, so it's as if you're Davak in the Shechina. But you have to have a connection to what? To Talmid Chacham. If you're not a Torah person, you have to be connected to Torah. You have to be connected to Torah. Why do I have to be connected to Torah for Tchiyas HaMeisim? Why can't I be connected to Mitzvahs for Tchiyas HaMeisim? You see, the Gemara is working hard to say a person needs the Or of Torah. If you don't have the Or of Torah, you're not going to come back to Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Yochanan's all nervous. Oh, there's an Eitzah. Don't worry, be davak to Hashem. How do you cling to Hashem? The simple way you cling to Hashem is through studying Torah. How do I cling to Hashem if I don't have Torah? So I cling to a Talmud Chacham. How do I cling to a Talmud Chacham? I marry the family of a Talmud Chacham. I do business with the Talmud Chacham. I give money to the Talmud Chacham to support him. Okay. So says the Beis Halevi, Vanirla hasbir de betkhila amarle de amart de amart lo yikhil aslavo kiven shein lo or Torah. Right, at first he says that amarts can't have tchias amesim, can't have a future, because if you don't have Torah, you don't have a future. Why? Afagav de mekayim shari mitzvos. Why? The amarts has a lot of other mitzvos. Shouldn't that be enough? No. Because makam hakaimala. Now look at this. Look at the very powerful connection he makes here. The Gemara Megillah says, what's the difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha? Tashmishei Mitzvah means an object used for a mitzvah. A lulav, tzitzis. What are Tashmishei Kedusha? Sefer Torah, tefillin. The basic distinction is, does it have a connection to letters of Torah, to words of Torah? Tefillin has Torah written inside of it. A Sefer Torah has Torah written inside of it. What's the difference in terms of what I do with them? Right, you don't need to put your tzitzis into Shemus. You don't need to put your lulav into Shemus. You don't need to give it the same degree of respect when it's no longer being used. There's something about making contact with Torah that gives it an eternal chashivas. Why is that so? Because that's the very definition of Torah. There's a Rashi in Chulin. Somewhere at the end, the Rashi in Chulin that says that why is Torah called Torah? Torah means an eternal teaching. As opposed, Rashi contrasts it with what? Those who started learning Bava Kama for next year, right? Bava Kama Beis on Beis. Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina. Nach is referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. What's a pasuk in Nach? Divrei Kabbalah. What do you mean Divrei Kabbalah? Rashi says Divrei Kabbalah. There were ideas that we were makabel for a period of time. But eventually they're going to be bottled, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah, that Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be bottled with the exception of Megillas Esther and the five books of Moses. So Torah is forever, while even other parts of Nach are not forever. Mitzvos are not forever. Kiner right? Mitzvah v'Torah Or. The Or, the light of Hashem is forever. The Ner means a candle. It burns out eventually. So therefore what? So says the Beis Halevi, Tashmishei mitzvah nizrakin. When you're not using, when you're using the mitzvah item, it's charged with kedusha. It's plugged in. But after you're done with using it, nizrakin, it can be thrown out. It shouldn't be thrown out. The halacha says with the garbage, with the regular garbage. Don't put it in the garbage with the same as a dirty diaper. Right? Throw it out in a more kavodic way. Wrap it up and put it in a separate garbage bag. But it doesn't need to be buried, it doesn't need to be treated with the same degree of kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha nignazim. A sefer Torah needs geniza, needs burial, needs, right? What we call Sheamus. Did davar shenishtamish bo kedusha niskadish la'olam. Because when you have contact with Torah, which is what Tashmishei Kedusha are, either a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, a Mezuzah, because it has words of Torah in it, it's forever. That's what Torah means. Torah means, again, Rashi and Chulin. It's an eternal teaching. Torah is Nitzchias. Torah is forever. Torah is Nitzchi. We have a sitter here for Pirkei Avos.
Maybe it's shameless because all Torah is the name of Hashem.
So. That's correct. That's the Ramban's Agdama, right? The whole Torah is the name of Hashem. That's correct. So we call it shameless. The whole thing is one big shame. Yeah. It says in this week's parak, Parakinyan Torah, it describes the chashivas of a person who learns Torah lishma. Some of the milas of a person who learns Torah lishma. How he's referred to. A person who learns Torah lishma, very mayor or miracle, also put Torah lishma, zochel dvar harbe. A lot of things. But one of the things that it prepares you for, or transforms you to, it's machsharto, listen to this lashon, machsharto lios, tzadik, chasid, yashar, v'neman. A person who learns Torah lishma, machsharto, right? Like hechsher. It's machshio. It's hechsher, muchshir l'kabal tuma, or in this case, muchshir l'kabal holiness. Right? So it's machsharto. It makes you fit to be a tzadik, chasid, yashar, and neman. Especially tevos nitzchi. Right? Tzadik, chasid, yashar, and neman, nitzchi. When a person learns Torah lishma, it's nitzchias. Mamish nitzchias. And that's what the Beis Levi is explaining to us, al pi halacha. Why is it that a Torah object never loses its kedusha? Because when you make contact with Torah, it's eternal. So now he understands, as the Beis Levi, why a person who doesn't have Torah can't have what? Can't have tchias amesim. They've lost their connection to nitzchias. Mitzvos don't give a person that same connection, and therefore v'gam acher kach shenifsak oso atashish mikol machkom nishar hadavar kedusha song. But a davar shebe kedusha maintains that kedusha forever. That's how we paskin about har abayis today, about the makom hamikdash, right? The kitcher rishona, kitcher l'shasta, the kitcher l'asilavo. We assume the kedusha remains. Kedusha leaves a permanent mark on something. Tashmishei mitzvah miyad shenigmar ha-mitzvah paska kedusha me'achefetz. Tashmishei mitzvah, when you stop serving the purpose of the mitzvah, so it loses its kedusha. But the tashmishei kedusha, it never loses it. Mishum hachi. Now look at this line. Hatamun chacham gufo have a tashmish kedusha she'osek bo b'torah. The body of a tamun chacham, since Torah has passed through it, is now eternal. It's tashmishei kedusha. Your body is tashmishei kedusha. The Ramban already has a lashon like this. The Ramban in the Melchamos has a lashon. In the Gemara Moed Katan, when it talks about the death of a person, the separation of the body and the soul, the Ramban compares it, right? The neshama beguf is like the letters on the klaf of a Torah. We can become human Sifrei Torah. We should become human Sifrei Torah. The Gemara in Makos and Daf Chav Beis. Kama tipshoi sharinchi. It's Rava. Kama tipshoi sharinchi. How foolish are those other people? Right? The they stand up for a Sefer Torah, veloma kaimim ifnei gav rabba. But they don't stand up for a walking Sefer Torah. A human being can become a walking Sefer Torah. A person becomes a walking Sefer Torah. Why? Because again, he's attaching himself to Nitzchias. Kama shakasa b'sefer nefesh achayim. As is explained at length in Nefesh HaChaim, how we become transformed, we become walking Sifrei Torah. U'mishum hachi nishar haguf b'kedushaso, 5 lines from the bottom. So therefore, our body remains sanctified. V'osu ha-kedusha shebeguf machayo solasalavo. And that is your tchias amesim. Your Torah creates that sense of nitzchias. The more lishma it is, the more, again, you tap into becoming a what? A tzadik, a chasid, a yashar, and a neman. Rashi tevos nitzchi. The more amistic your Torah is, the more forever it is, whatever that means, the more forever. But that creates your lasid level. That creates your tchias amesim. And that's the pasuk that he said to him. Ki tal oros talecha. That what is your tal? With what tal to do? With the tal tchia. with what due of revivification will Hashem bring you back, lesser level, or in accordance with your Torah, kinei mitzvah Torah or. Da'or da'hinu a Torah, shenikra or, d'chsiv Torah or, hava talecha. That is the tale shal tchia, the tale shal tchia. Aval ame ha'aretz, but a person who doesn't have Torah, afagav the kinei mitzvahs, it's very nice that you did a lot of mitzvahs, but mitzvahs are much more limited. Have a guforak tashmish mitzvah. So that means while you're alive and doing mitzvahs, your body is great. But as soon as you die, it's not, it hasn't, mitzvah doesn't leave the same permanent mark on the body. That's not enough to bring you back for Tchiyas HaMeisim. So what's going to be, says the Gemara in Kesubas Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, what's going to be with the Am Haaretz? He's got to get a connection to what? He needs to get a connection to Torah. How does he get his connection to Torah? Either marrying into the family of a Talmud Chacham, supporting a Talmud Chacham. Rav Asher Weiss likes to explain, this is also the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, Nashim B'mai Zachkan. Right? In what merit will women have a zchus? And the Gemara answers that they send their kids to school, the yeshiva, and they wait up late for their husbands to come back from the Beis HaMedrash. So Rav Asher Weiss explains that it's built already on other sources. Right? But what's, he likes to explain it, what do you mean, what merit will women be zoicha? They have a lot of mitzvahs, right? No, but what you see is that there's a certain tzchus that comes, what? Just from Talmud Torah. And again, a woman doesn't have that. She has the practical Talmud Torah, but there's a certain inyan of just going to yeshiva for the sake of going to yeshiva, and learning Torah late at night for the sake of learning Torah. And a woman who supports her husband and encourages her husband to do that, then is a Yisachar Zvulin and has that tzchus. And you need that tzchus to have... have eternity. To have eternal life, you need to have that tzchus. Okay? And that's what it means, she'enam chayim, that they're not going to have. That's what Elazar meant. That the Ami Aretz, enam chayim, they don't have eternal life. Because they don't have that connection. Okay? Turn to the next page. Let's just go a little bit further. Okay, and the punchline was, again, atemad vegan, b'sham lokechem, try to attach yourself to a tamad chachem, attach yourself to tashmishe kedusha, so that you should be, and he explains at the top here, right, the concept of tashmish to tashmish, if you're a tashmish for a tashmish kedusha, and how that works. But again, what Chazal are telling us in that Gemara and Ksuba is it's enough to attach yourself to Torah. But you need a connection to Torah. It's not just enough to have mitzvahs. You need Torah to have nitzchis. Okay, let's go to the second paragraph. V'atam lezeda tamil chacham lo havei b'v'chinas tashmish kedusha, rak b'v'chinas etzema kedusha. Now, if you'll ask yourself, so why is it enough to be loosely connected to the Talmud Chacham? Isn't that a secondary form, a tashmish to tashmish? Right? How would we view the shulchan, the bima that the Sefer Torah is placed upon? Is that now a tashmish to kedusha? I'm not talking about the atzei chaim that literally the Torah is tied to, the poles of the Torah. You put the Torah down on the table. Now the table is now sanctified because it made contact. Right? How does something maintain a connection to Kedusha and still be connected enough to be called itself a Tashmish Kedusha? How does the Am Haaretz, by being connected to the Talmud Chacham, have enough of a connection, again, to warrant Tchiyas HaMeisim through his connection to the Talmud Chacham? So explains the Beis HaLevi, when we said that the Talmud Chacham is a tashmish of Kedusha, it's more than that. The Talmud Chacham is mamish etzem Kedusha. The Talmud Chacham is not a pole. He's not the poles that hold up the Sefer Torah. He mamish is the Sefer Torah. He's the etzem Kedusha. Look at these words. V'kumod mevur barachayim simen mem gimel. Da klaf shekosven aleh Sefer Torah. Would you say that the klaf that has the letters of the Torah written on it is just like the table that's also holding, right? I put the Torah down on the table, so the Torah is resting on the table. So I would say the same thing about the cloth. The cloth just has the ink resting on top of it. Of course not. It's much deeper than that. Right? The cloth that we write the Sefer Torah with, the letters of Torah upon, lo have a tashmish kedusha. That's not called what? That's not called something that's a tashmish of kedusha. Rak etzem kedusha. That's the Torah. The cloth is the Torah. Ukamo Kain, he says, HaTamil Chacham have a gufo haklaf shel Torah shebal peh. The Talmud Chacham is, his body is so deeply marked by the Torah that he learns, by the sugyas that he studies, that he's mamish, his body is mamish a Torah. Ukamayim rakasuv, kosvim aluach libecha, etch them, write them on the walls of your heart. Look at this Gemara we mentioned the other day. Rav Idi Bereid Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Have a ragil davi ozil tlasa yarcha ba'orcha v'chad yom v'beirav. Rav Idi, the son of Rav Yaakov, would travel 3 months to spend one day in the base of Medrash. Perish. Shebeso hayarachuk mi base of Medrash. Mahalich shlosha chadashim. He lived very far away from the base medrash. He traveled 3 months to get there. Vavukarule bar beirav dechad yoma. And they mocked him. Oh, look at him, the rabbi for a day. Spends one day a year in the base medrash. Nafak Rav Yochanan v'darash. Rav Yochanan came out and said a drasha. Va'osi yom yom yidroshun v'das d'racha yechpatzun. V'chi b'yom darshan oso v'layla in darshan oso. What did the Navi Yeshaya mean? You should seek out Hashem day by day. What? Only by day, not by night? V'gisvo yom v'layla. Ela lomer lecha. Kol ha'osek b'torah yom echad b'shana. Ma'la lava kasuv kilu asa kol ha'shana kula. Unbelievable. If you learn Torah one day of the year, it's as if you learned Torah the whole year. What? Kind of crazy Maamar Chazal is that? You learn Torah for one day, you get credit for the whole year, so why would anyone bother to learn all year? Learn Torah for one day and you're good. Uve'in Yaakov ha'girsa, kol ha'osei b'Torah yom echad b'shana l'shma, ma'alav ha'kasav. But still, the bottom line is that this Rav Idi traveled for 3 months in each direction, but spent one day in Beis Medrash. Why should he get credit for learning all year? Va'inyan d'kayim alon b'tashmishe kedusha da'azman alav milsa. Uve'etzem ha'kedusha havei azman ha'milsa. So chavis, listen to this. When it comes to tashmishe kedusha, when it comes to a tashmish of kedusha, hazmana lav milsa. What's the concept of hazmana milsa or hazmana lav milsa? So it's a big machlokas between Abai and Rav and Shas. It comes up in particular Maseches Sanhedrin. It's hazmana milsa or it's hazmana lav milsa. If I declare that something is going to be used for something, does it already have a transformation? Lamashal, a person digs a kever for a mace. Or a person prepares tachrichin, burial shrouds, for a mace. Right? So the fact that it's designated, now it hasn't been worn by a mace, it hasn't been used by the mace, so do I say that it's already designated for a mace, so now it's already off limits? It's considered the beged of a mace. Or take a avodah zarah. Does the decision to worship something make it asur bahana, as if it was already worshipped? Or no, it only becomes prohibited once it's actually used. Okay, that's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. It's hazmana milsa, hazmana lav milsa. And we paskin like Rava, as we always do, except in the six cases of Yal Kagam, where we paskin like Abaye. Okay. But on that topic, says the Beis Halevi, let's think about this for a second. Tashmishe Kedusha, when it comes to Tashmishe Kedusha, hazmana lav milsa. That's how we paskin in general. Hazmana lav milsa. Designation does not create transformation. But by etzem hakedusha, have hazmana milsa. By etzem hakedusha, by something that's going to be the etzem hakedusha, the declaration to do it already transforms it. Meaning what? The cave and that tamid chacham have bechinas etzem hakedusha. So since we said the tamid chacham is what, his mamish, he is a sefer Torah. He's not a tashmish of kedusha. He's mamish etzem kedusha. He's mamish klaf. That as soon as a Jew dedicates himself to learning Torah, he's already been transformed by it. You hear? Once he's accepted upon himself the yoke of Torah, when he says, I'm going to learn Torah. So Rav Yochanan was saying, you're mocking Rav Idi? Do you realize that every second he was on the road traveling, that was Torah? The second he was makabel upon himself to spend one day in the Beis Medrash, and he built his year around that one day in the Beis Medrash, right, so immediately what? He has already, d'miyad shekibo alav ol Torah, niskadesh gufo bekedusha za Torah. Rakzeo belomit Torah l'shma. Right, that's only true for a person who's, well, like Ben Yaakov, they have to be a person who's lomit Torah l'shma. Okay. But Rabbi Yochanan was saying, chutzpah, you're looking at Rav Idi just in terms of the quantity of his learning. Look at the quality of his learning. He's etzem kedusha. His hazmana's decision to learn was so heroic, to travel 3 months in each direction to appreciate one day of Beis Medrash that much. That's Torah Lishma. And therefore, he's mamish, a person who learned Torah all year. He's a mamish walking sefer Torah. How dare you treat it scornfully? Even though learning lo lishma is also good, the Gemara says in Pesachim and many other places, la'olam yasok adam b'torah shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma, balishma. Even though there is value in learning lo lishma, mikomakum hamitzar atzmo lo mahani, rak havi hachana levol le'etzem ha'mevukash, dahainu sheyavo lishma. But when a person learns lo lishma, right, that's still what? That's a hechat timsa, that's a stepping stone to come to lishma. So then you're like what? Then you're like tashmish kedusha. You're not what? You're not etzim kedusha. And then hazmana lav milsa. So if you learn lo lishma, you get credit for the time you learned. If you learn Torah lishma, then you get credit for everything. It's eternal in a different type of way. V'im kein halo havi etzim kedusha v'havi rak b'chinas tashmish kedusha, which again still leaves a permanent mark. And there we don't say hazmana milsa. We say hazmana lav milsa. So that's what Rav Yochanan was teaching the Bachram in the Beis Medrash today. You should just know that this Yid, who traveled 3 months in each direction, was learning Torah Lishma, which means he's Etzem Kedusha. And if you treat him scornfully, you're literally stepping on a Sefer Torah. You're not stepping on something that could, in theory, be connected to the Sefer Torah, which is also a pretty holy thing. It's not a mitzvah even, it's still Torah. As soon as he accepted upon himself this commitment, that's who he became. Okay, so let's finish the piece. 6 lines from the bottom. The Im came. You see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. V'im kein. So when Klal Yisrael said, let's bring it back full circle now. So when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, when the Jewish people, what? Accepted upon themselves to learn Torah Lishma. And how is that hinted to in Nasa v'nishma? Because as the Beis Leib explained before, if they would have said Nishma v'nasa, they were accepting upon themselves mitzvos. When they said Nasa v'nishma, they were really saying what? Nishma, vinasa, vinishma. We're going to continue learning even when it's not practical, even when it's not just to do mitzvos. That's a form of commitment to Torah Lishma. And as soon as they made that declaration, right, Torah Lishma, oh, that's mamish etzem kedusha. You literally just became a sefer Torah. And therefore, the kiblu aleim ol mitzvos ve'ol Torah, umiyad, says the Beis Leib where it's underlined, Umiyad shekiblu aleim chala aleim kedushas nishma, dahainu haTorah, the Yisrael niskadju oz etzem haKedusha, they mamish became what? Transformed instantly. Aval kedushas nasa, but in terms of the doing, they didn't do the doing yet. So it's funny. He says, when the Gemara says that at first you capture me with one eye, and then when you do it, you'll have both eyes. What did that mean? You had me with one eye, remember? Livavtini achosi kala, livavtini ba'achas me'enayach. So the Gemara Darshan, bitchila, right away you had me with one eye, right? Likashitasi, but when you do it, then you'll have both eyes. So which eye did they get right away? What did they get credit for before they even did it? They got credit for the nishma, right? For the Torah lishma, for the Torah lishma. The nasa, when it comes to mitzvos, it doesn't get the kedusha until you do it. Hazmana lav milsa. That's how we pasken like Rava. Hazmana lav milsa. Your desire to do a mitzvah only counts so much, but your desire to learn Torah lishma, a Jew's desire to learn Torah lishma counts right away, and that's part of the kabbalah that we're trying to make. I think on Shuras, we're trying to make a commitment, even though I don't fully understand what that means. But we're trying to the best of our ability. We understand the severity of the day and the intensity of the day. And the opportunity to rededicate ourselves, not just to be practical learners of Torah, but to be people who strive for the understanding and appreciation and the chashivas of Torah for Torah's sake. That's an unbelievable thing. Avakadusha's nasa holo chala aleihem beis hakabbalah. The nasa doesn't count right away. Rak beis kiyam shalom mitzvos. And again, that's what I meant. Libavtani achosi kala. You captured me immediately. That was the Kabbalah Satorah of the Torah Lishma. And then you'll have the second eye when you actually come to perform the mitzvahs. Okay? So there's really a double Kedusha that we're striving for every day of our life. Turn to the last page. He ends on a very interesting note. It's an interesting historical note. He says, I want to end by thanking off, as we all should, as we come to Rosh Hashanah. This is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a scary Rosh Hashanah. Rav Baruch of Mezhbuz used to say that the Rosh Hashanah of Shuas is much scarier, is much more significant and much scarier than the Rosh Hashanah of what? Than the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. He said, the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, one more big, one less of the bikkulach, One more roll, one less roll, a little more food, a little less food. Whatever. We're being judged on our parnassos. I'll make a little more money, I'll make a little less money. We'll afford a little bit more, a little bit less. Okay, I'll get through the year. Right? But when it comes to the judgment of Torah, we can't be mevater. It's a big deal. The way Rav Baruch HaMeshber understood that Shavuos, we're being judged on our Torah for the year. And therefore we have to try to really set out to what? To capture the whole year. And again, with Torah Lishma, Hazmana Milsa. We already become imbued with the Kedusha before we've even opened the Gemara. But we have to really want it the way that Klai so wanted it. So as we come to the Rosh Hashanah of Kabbalah Satorah, again, it's Zman of being judged on the Peros Ha'ila, on the fruits that we're going to produce this year for Hashem. So the Beis HaLevi ends off and he says, Va'ata, I want to just end by thanking Hashem. Baruch Shigyani L'Zman Hazeh. He says, he's 43 years old, Tav Resh Chaf Gimel. I'm 43 years old, Baruch Hashem, umiyom, from the day that I was born, arata, mikol tzar hitzilani, Hashem, you saved me from a lot of hardships, umechala'im ra'im dilisan, you saved me from all sorts of difficult illnesses. And he says, look what he writes here, v'em banu lichtov, ein anu maspikim, v'ein bal nes makir b'niso. If I wanted to write down everything that I experienced, all the salvation in my life, I wouldn't be able to write it. There's too many things. We say it every time we say modim. We thank Hashem for the miracles, morning, afternoon, and night. And look what he writes. Vegam biyom shilshom. He says, just very recently, I was walking and all of a sudden a horse attacked me. You see this? Vegam biyom shilshom derech haluchi kofetz alai sus gadol berov kocho v'nashcheni begabi. He bit me on my back. I got bit by a horse, basically, he says. V'zen noshech v'shoi v'etzem. And when a horse bites, he breaks your bones. He broke part of my back. Ubarach Hagom al Chayvim Tovos Shagamalani Kol Tov, Votieni Mishmin Sheinam L'Shalom. He took me out of the mouth of the horse. I was saved from the teeth of the horse. So this is just one example of the many wonders, salvations I've experienced in my life. If you never knew, the Beis Levi got bit by a horse. So at least you came today just to learn that. Kos Yeshua Sasa V'Shem Hashem Akra. Divrei HaKaisev B'Toy D'Rabba. I'm thanking you, Hashem. Writing in Elul of 1863, Yosef Dovber. Ben Yitzchak Zev Halevi Salvich. Okay, so we should be zochet mekavel the Torah, mamish the Torah Lishma, and again to really understand the secret of Nasa v'Nishma. The secret of Nasa v'Nishma is that Nishma, of course, I want to learn Nasa. I have to do, but I want to be the type of Jew who understands the value of the learning that takes place even after the practical fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Okay, all right, shkoyach. Thank you all for coming out.